sex, in addition to political leaders just being assassinated, becoming normal, and it does. Believe me, it does. It's normal in Mexico where the cartels control everything, including the politics. You're either on their list, you take their very generous payment. If you don't answer them, they kill you. Or they try. Over 100 assassination attempts just this political season in Mexico. Over 30 of them successful. Just dead. It's normal. It's normal. And when you let the same gangs flood in here that the Democrats are, this is coming here too. The gangs, the cartels. I've been warning you that they would take territory. Have I not? For 2 years on this podcast, you're seeing them take territory in Aurora. Next step is the merger of these gangs overtly or covertly with the Democrat Party. Exactly how it is in Mexico. When you take down the barrier between us and Mexico, you take down the barrier between us and that kind of criminal culture too. The culture becomes part of the politics and the assassinations start. It's normal when your president almost dies if he's a member of the wrong party. Go back to watching your football game, as David Marcus described on yesterday's podcast. Anyway, remember earlier this year watching those illegals storm that fence, just shove aside the Texas National Guard that had been dispatched? Remember that? And then, of course, the right judge was found, because the right judge can always be found, and they were... the charges were dropped and they were turned loose. They're still running around today. Oh, no. Yeah, guess what? More than 100 suspected members of Tren de Aragua, gang members, were part of that invasion. Yeah, not good. That just breaking. Coming from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has now declared them a terror organization. They absolutely are. So this idea, what's going to happen again is they're going to take territory in blue areas. And you know what's so funny, by the way? We were told last Sunday, I was sitting in my house reading fact checks that said Tren de Aragua from the mainstream media had not taken territory in Aurora. They did not take over apartment complexes. Fact checks, USA Today and others. Washington Post, nope, not true. Conspiracy theory. Oh, wow. We just arrested the ones who took control. Yeah. And the media was forced to admit it was real. You know what else we're going to find out? Haitians are eating animals in Springfield. And that'll fall apart, too. In fact, it already is. I played you the 911 call from about the Haitians dragging ducks by hand out of the parks. Now we have the city manager of Springfield testifying before the county commission about the brutalization of animals by Haitian immigrants to whom our culture, he says, is not normal. You know what the date on it is? March. All this is coming back. All these people who've appeared before the county commission and city council going, oh my gosh, these Haitians, they're killing ducks, they're killing geese, they're killing cats, they're roasting them. That stuff is recorded. But back to Tren de Aragua. Because I don't think Americans understand it's not the typical gang. Headline, and I urge you to read every word of this. Urgent warning in Colorado. As Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua arms itself to take on gangs already in Aurora. The UK Daily Mail has sent reporters to Aurora. Ding, we can't get CBS News National to do that. We can't get a mainstream media to do that. They're warning that a gang brawl is about to break out. Urgent warning in Colorado as Venezuelan gang arms itself to take on gangs already in America. Members of Tren de Aragua, they write, as the South American mob is known to federal authorities, seeped into the U.S. in recent years, hidden among a million Venezuelans who've arrived in the U.S. under the Biden administration. Yes, they were secretly flown in here. Biden denied the flights were happening. Media denied it with their fact checks, which means it's true, and it ended up being true. We just found out, actually, about 500,000 of them have been flown in so far. That's about 1 million total. And in there was Tren de Aragua. Okay, law enforcement is revealing for the first time what Tren de Aragua's plans are. There's about to be a big gang war, said John Fabricatori. He's the former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the federal government for Colorado, for the whole state. They're getting into these apartment complexes, and what they're doing is they're starting with prostitution. He retired in 2022, but he still gets the heads up. He says they've taken over three apartment buildings in Aurora, but as the FBI acknowledged in its meeting with Aurora police, this is going on in city after city in Colorado. It's not just in Aurora. They're taking apartment complexes. I'll tell you why in a minute. A bombshell report by law firm that represents one apartment management company, where they claim the property, says what they're doing. Listen to this. Assaults, threats of murder, extortion, and their mainline business, child prostitution. They sell girls. They sell girls. This is not American prostitution where she gets into drugs and then starts selling her body or pimp, uses her because she's drug addicted. This is, we steal the pretty girls from the village in Guatemala against their parents' will. We bring them here, we drug them, and then you buy them at the apartment in Aurora. We have never seen this before. These guys come in, they meet with the Johns, they shake them down, then they start moving these girls through. And if you go through these apartments, you'll see these young girls. It's bad. How would they know? Well, they're on the ground. They've sent reporters. Aspen Grove, where the video of the July shooting was taking place, that's where they shot the property manager and told him not to come back. Totally normal in Joe and Kamala's America. Totally normal, totally normal. Anyway, he's saying the gang war is going to be very brutal because the area has been controlled by Bloods, Crips, Serranos for years, and they're preparing to kill each other. I'm pulling for the Bloods and the Crips and the Serranos. I hope the blood runs in the streets. I do. Their blood, because these are children. And if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris won't stop them, folks, I wonder if they're working with them. I'm serious. When you read the New York Times, 89,000 children are missing, illegal immigrant children. And your reaction is to discontinue the DNA testing at the border a month later? The last hope they had that we would catch that the guy they're with is the one who kidnapped them from Guatemala, not their dad? You want this. You want this. For some reason, you want this in our country. I don't know why they want it, but they do. The mayor of Aurora naturally declined a request for interview from the Daily Mail. Trinidad and Aragua has been described as the epitome of evil and is best known in their homeland for sex trafficking girls and exploiting their fellow countrymen. They're also known for kidnapping. They kidnap for ransom, but they also kidnap to sell for sex. This is slavery. This is actual slavery. This is not what Americans think of as prostitution. Trinidad and Aragua is MS-13 on steroids, they report, and they're looking to establish themselves in the U.S. and eclipse the previous operations set up by gangs like MS-13. Now, when I come back, I'm going to read something from the Christian Science Monitor about these guys that's going to blow your mind. And I'm just going to ask you the question, why stop the DNA testing by the Department of Homeland Security, by the Border Patrol, that would have identified who's a dad and who's a pimp at the border when you've got an underage girl? Why do that? Unless you want a thriving child sex trade. I can't think of anything. So, shocker. Remember those illegal immigrants who stormed the fence, ripped it down, trampled and beat National Guard members, only to be awarded with a Democrat judge who let them go? They're still in America today. Yeah, more than 100 Trinidad and Aragua members in that group where you are learning out of Texas. And we let them go. Governor Greg Abbott says he's not waiting for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to act because they never will. He's the governor of Texas. So he's got a plan, 10-year mandatory minimum sentence for any Trinidad and Aragua smugglers bringing people into Texas. He's creating a database to track members because the federal government won't. They have a database, but they're not tracking them anymore. They're not doing the DNA testing. And he says he's going to beef up law enforcement capabilities to target them. Okay, understand what's coming into our country. You're seeing the horror of this reported earlier this week by the UK Daily Mail in this article. Let me read this part, okay? Because the Daily Mail reporters have gone to Aurora and they've found out what they want the apartment buildings for. They sell women and girls, mainly girls. That's what they need them for. That's why they're taking apartment complexes across Colorado, as the FBI has admitted. Media may be pretending that's not happening, but that doesn't change it. In July, the UK Daily Mail writes, the federal government designated Trinidad and Aragua as a transnational criminal organization, or TCO, putting them in the same level as the baddest Mexican drug cartels and terrorist organizations in the world. These are not some gangsters like the Bloods and the Crips. Now listen to this. Listen to what the UK Daily Mail says. These guys back here are peeing somebody back home to leaders in Venezuela. The networks that they're setting up here, they're sending shot callers to certain areas. They are way more organized. They're able to move merchandise quicker. The movement of girls. They have that down pat. For now, Tren de Aragua seems focused on victimizing the migrants, illegal immigrants, using migrant women and girls as prostitutes. Understand, we're talking about children here. That's what they saw. And that's what UK Daily Mail wrote. The ages of these children, these girls, are shocking. They are being sold for sex. Now listen to this. For now, Tren de Aragua, whose business model is kidnap and sell for sex, seems focused on victimizing the migrants, using migrant women and girls as prostitutes. But it's only a matter of time before their tentacles spread. You think they won't take American women? Oh, they will. Who's going to stop them? All you'll get is a fake fact check from the net, for the mainstream media. No, women aren't being kidnapped by Tren de Aragua. No, that's not true. They'll just lie. The police will lie for them. They did with these in Aurora before they were forced to round them up. They end the article with this. There are some million-dollar homes not far from where those apartment complexes in Aurora are. How long do you think it will be before they go there? I don't know why they wouldn't. They can just take them. Take whatever they want. Here's the Christian Science Monitor about who Tren de Aragua is. Because, see, the American people aren't really, this is not being explained. Tren de Aragua, this is Christian Science Monitor, a liberal international publication. Tren de Aragua poses a deadly criminal threat across the region, the U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement, adding that it often preys on vulnerable populations such as migrant women and girls for sex trafficking. When victims seek to escape this exploitation, Tren de Aragua members often kill them and publicize their deaths as a threat to others. Among the groups, the U.S. Treasury Department said the gang has teamed up with is Primero Comando de Capital, a notorious organized crime group out of Brazil that's been sanctioned by the U.S. Earlier this year, prosecutors in Chile blamed the gang, whose name means train in Spanish, for the killing of a Venezuelan army official who had sought refuge in that country after partaking in a failed plot to overthrow Maduro. Okay, the Tren de Aragua, the gang, is not a vertically integrated criminal structure, but rather a federation of different gangs, said Jeremy McDermott, as well as cartels. Again, they kidnap girls, they bring them up, they sell them. That's what they do. So we're going to watch child sex trafficking as the new norm in Kamala Harris's America. And we're going to pretend it's not happening. Actually, no, it's worse than that. We're going to protect those who commit these crimes against children and women. Folks, this is one of the most unbelievable articles I've ever seen. And the cool news is it was a top 10 trending article in the country this morning. So others are seeing it too, and they need to see this to get an idea for how horrific this party is. Headline, 158 Democrats vote against bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. Let that sink in. Okay. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina, sponsors a bill that says if you rape a woman or a child or sexually abuse them and you're an illegal immigrant, automatic deportation. She is taking this out of the hands of Democrats, Democrats in sanctuary cities, Democrats in the Department of Homeland Security who run ICE, Democrat presidents and saying, no, this is the law. Democrat judges, you can't protect these illegal immigrant rapists anymore. Automatic deportation by law, end of memo. Okay. Should be pretty simple. You would think that everybody would agree on this. No. The majority of Democrats in the House, 78% yesterday, voted no. Voted against deporting illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. Folks, you just keep looking at this. Between dropping the DNA testing, doing nothing about gangsters, repeatedly picking up children from the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health and Human Services, they're disappearing. The New York Times says they're being sex trafficked, some of them, maybe a lot of them. It just starts to look like one big sex trafficking operation. I'm sorry, but it does. But this is horrifying. And again, the New York Times article put the number of children that had disappeared in the United States this way, illegal immigrant children, at over 80,000. Meanwhile, ooh, that'll leave a mark. Want to pause right here to thank the coaches at PhD Weight Loss, not just for my 29-pound weight loss in 6 months, which I'll tell you, changed my health and changed my life. I want to thank the coaches for their ongoing support. See, unlike most diet plans, when you meet your goal, they just cut you loose. Not at PhD Weight Loss. The maintenance part of the plan is for life. In fact, I was just back in there. I've been back in there about 3 times over the last few months, fine-tuning a few things that I knew I could do better. That's the power of the PhD weight loss plan, the maintenance phase. Who cares if you could take off 29 pounds if you can't keep it off for the next 20 months? This is the longest I've been the same weight in my adult life. It would have been impossible for me before, I'll tell you. If this sounds like something that could be for you, go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. You could do it from anywhere in the nation. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Now back to the podcast. Teamsters.
Oh, yeah.
Unable to make an endorsement.
Yeah.
Actually, their reason is hilarious. Pretending they just can't tell where their members stand. It's so confusing. So, yeah. We're not going to get around to endorsing Kamala Harris.
But they do release the results of the internal polling, which show a vast majority of them support Trump.
Yes. So here's what they're doing. This is their cover, okay? They released this Teamsters town hall straw poll when Biden was still the nominee, before he was deposed and replaced with Her Highness. And I call it that because royalty doesn't get votes, right? They just rule. Well, yeah. She's the same
she
way.
Who must not be criticized.
Right. As decreed by Hillary Clinton, by the way, overnight, said it is sexist to ask her where she stands on the issues. That is a double standard and thou shalt not do it. So you cannot ask Her Highness where she stands on the issues this morning or you are a sexist. Let's see if that catches on with the mainstream media. It might. They're crazy. Anyway, so here's what happened. So back when Joe Biden was still the nominee, they did a straw poll. OK, but here's the thing about the straw poll. They did this at this Teamsters town hall. You vote in person. OK. So in that, Biden came out 44%, Trump 36%. Well, the research phone call is a little more anonymous. And by then, Harris was the nominee, right? That came out quite differently. 31% for Harris, 58% for Trump. So the Teamsters say, hey, it's so hard to tell where our members stand. We just don't know. So we won't make an endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the electronic member poll? That was another one they did. Trump came out at 59.6% in that one. They still don't know, though, Lee. It's very hard to say.
Yes,
nobody
exactly.
Can possibly know where
right.
Our members stand. So.
How can we find out? It's just not possible.
No, there's no way to know. So, but seriously, though, this is a devastating erosion of the support of the working class for the Democrats.
Well, it's just a further erosion of some of the typical demographics that Democrats used to count on to get elected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they're eroding in every. It's amazing. It was always the Republicans were accused of always being, the party that was excluding people. Well, people are coming to the Republican Party because they are more inclusive from an economic, gender and racial aspect. They are much more inclusive than the Democrats are these days, especially with their policy.
Yeah. And that is amazing because like in the time I've been following politics, which is a little over 20 years, the Democrats really had a lock on the white working class. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was a reporter and I did stories with unions, I mean, they were hardcore Democrat. And I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the people in the union.
Right. Right.
Like you couldn't even talk to them about Republicans. They didn't want to hear it. Democrats were for the working man. Democrats were for the little guy. And that, Lee, that is gone. And that's what this represents. It's a microcosm of where the working class voters are. And you know what? We're seeing echoes of it, right? Because when I think Teamsters, I think white working class, even though that's not true. It would be black people too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's just what I think. Well, I mean, just look at the echoes of the same thing in this NAACP poll. I mean, this was devastating for her. You look at Barack Obama, this is just last week, getting 95% of the black vote. Biden got 87% of the black vote. Well, Kamala Harris is only pulling 63% of the black vote. And just 49% of black men under 50 are voting for her. That's not a majority. Not even in Common Core math, it's not a majority,
yep.
Lee.
Yep.
That's We've never seen a Democrat and you're not pulling a majority of the black vote? Why? These are working class folks, a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're like, no, kid, no can do. And you know what? They're not buying. You know what this also means? They're not buying the identity politics. Well, you're black and she's black, mm-hmm. so you got to vote for her. And they're right. like, oh, heck no, I won't have a job.
Yeah.
And they're seeing it. And look, let me tell you what. Here's the thing. This is devastating when, you know, you've got 78% of black men over 50 are saying, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kamala, right? They're still Democrats. But it's only 49% of black men under 50. That's generational. That's mm-hmm. the kind of thing that doesn't change.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that the opposition party can build on.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're smart about it.
If which, they're smart about it, yep.
Confidence is not high on that one.
No. But now that we got Fat Rona out of the RNC, anything is possible, really. Now that we don't have Romney's running the RNC. I call her Fat Rona, by the way, because instead of building the voter files, she spent more money on Botox, plastic surgery, and those shots that I guess you can get to lose weight than she did on building the voter files, less than $78,000. So, I mean, she was out. She's undermining the Republican Party, and she's gone. So we have hope now. We can begin to recruit these people, register them as Republicans, get them in the Ballywick. I mean, she fought Scott Pressler for years as Scott drove around in a beat-up old pickup truck while she was jetting around on donors' money. And I still believe that the Romney sent her in there to make sure Republicans lost as much as possible as long as Donald Trump was on the scene so they could he could be blamed and they could broom him out of the party. And then it would be party time again with Romney's and Bush's in charge. I'm convinced of it. That's why, Lee, the first job that she gets after the RNC gig is not at CNN or even Fox News, but MSNBC. That's who she is. Anyway, they broomed her, but still. Okay, so here's what's going on with all this, right? So we're watching the Teamsters debacle. And the Teamsters are caught between a rock, a hard place, and the Democrat Party. Because the leaders are all Democrats. And the people that are actual workers are like, damn, I can't survive. I can't pay my mortgage on Democrat policies, especially what they're doing to energy. I mean, how are you going to manufacture in the U.S. when they're artificially driving up energy prices, especially natural gas? The price of natural gas gone up 29% since Joe Biden took office. We're not going to have manufacturing plants, Lee. No manufacturing plant, no Teamsters. And by the way, he did that with putting the equivalent of a tax on all federally sourced natural gas. It's artificially raised the price. You get that off. He did it executively. It's going to come down. We're going to compete again. Better anyway in manufacturing. So all that's going on. And you know what? The news all ties together this morning. Because when you see what Jerome Powell said yesterday, this is jaw-dropping mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, look. We were told by the mainstream media, if you reference replacement theory, the idea that Democrats are bringing in illegals to replace Americans, then you're a racist. Well, Powell did it yesterday. He said it. He said the thing you're not allowed to say. And he said specifically, these illegal immigrants that are coming over the border in very large numbers are driving up unemployment. In other words, they're replacing American workers. And he wasn't kind about it. Here's what he said to the Wall Street Journal. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed the unemployment rate to rise. He called it quite an influx.
Gosh.
What does he mean? Americans are getting replaced by illegals. Why? If they're going to stay and vote Democrat, they need jobs. So Americans got to get out of the way. This is Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we were told even months ago by the mainstream media, if you said a thing like that, you were a conspiracy theorist and probably right. a racist. No, he's the head of the Federal Reserve and Biden appointed him.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this, because this right here rocked my world. He actually said something I've been saying on the show. You cannot create only 100,000 jobs a month and think that you're going to have jobs for Americans and illegals when you're taking in 50,000 illegals plus a month. Some months they've had months where it's 264,000, 270,000. You can't create 100,000 jobs a month and take in that many illegals. Listen, he's very subtle about it, but listen to how Federal Reserve Chairman Powell is saying it. And you can see why the Teamsters are like, I might not even have a job under Joe and Kamala. I might go to an illegal.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So, you know, we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
that's caused by illegals too.
Wow,
slower hiring rate.
An insecure southern border
yep.
is creating a problem economically in this country. Who knew, Tara? Who knew?
And again, he's with the Biden administration. Take it up with him. But this is the math we've been talking about for a long time. You can't take in between 50 and 260, 270,000 illegals a month and create 100,000 jobs. And you know what the 100,000 jobs thing was that he said? That's a knock on them because they've been faking. You know, hey, we created 260,000 jobs in January. Yay. And then they revise it down. Well, it was merely like 118,000. So what he's saying to them is you guys faked 818,000 jobs last year. And then said, oops, we didn't create them. Sorry. You know why he'd be mad about that, Lee? Because he based all of his economic policy on their what turns out to be fake job numbers.
Right.
He got it all wrong. Because what was Powell telling us for that whole year? He's trying to, employment's on fire. We got to tamp it down. We got to raise rates. Well, it wasn't on fire. They were lying the whole time about job creation. And he was basing his rates decisions on job creation. So he's a little sore. That's what he's doing there. He's throwing them under the bus saying, you lied to me about job creation. And oh, by the way, you've been flooding the country with illegals. That's why the unemployment rate's going up. He's getting them back. And he's part of their administration. So we thank him for telling the truth. We never see that from Democrat administrations. It's rarely. And when it happens, we note it here on the show. So that was a bombshell they didn't need. But all these things are connected. This is why you are seeing these Teamsters, 58-59% go for Trump. They're not sure if they're going to have a job or an illegal is. And by the way, this is the same Biden administration who said, we are not going to arrest illegal immigrants working in these factories anymore. We're not. We that is hands off, and we're only going to go for the management. And then remember, they severely cut back on the teams doing the enforcement. So it's a free for all. And this is what you get. Powell's telling you. This is what you get. People, Americans don't want them anymore. They don't want the Democrats. The working class doesn't, not the black working class and not the white working class, because they've seen this. They've seen this at their factories.